Good morning, my Audioboo friends. It is October 29th. It's a Tuesday morning. It is 8:05 in the morning. I just dropped off my daughter, came back home. I'm about to have a bit of breakfast. And I was going to play around with Boss Jock Studio because I downloaded it and, well, purchased it. And to my utter dismay and disappointment, it is crashing on me. Every time I push one of the carts and try to load up my music library or look into my music library, it crashes. The entire app just closes down. And one of the primary reasons I got Boss Jock Studio is they've got a little competition going on now for best ghost story. And if you win, you get an Apogee mic. I wasn't going to buy Boss Jock Studio. I had heard about it. I had heard recordings done with it by many, many people. One of the drawbacks I found personally is I would have had to use my earbud microphone, which to me doesn't sound as nice as my studio mic, obviously. And I really wasn't going to make the jump and get myself an external microphone for my iPhone. I have an old iPhone 3GS, as many of you know, that was given to me. So it works. It works fine. It's a little bit flaky at times with certain software, but for the most part, it does what it has to do. And I was hoping it was going to run Boss Jock Studio because I wanted to try it out. Out of curiosity than anything else, at $9.99, I said, what have I got to lose? But if it doesn't work at all, and I can't even try it or test it, then I'm definitely going to ask for a refund. Now, I've never done that, so if any of you have any tips on, you know, getting a refund through the App Store, even if it is even possible. The other thing, too, any of you who have an iPhone 3GS, and who have successfully run Boss Jock Studio on it, I'd appreciate to hear any feedback. I'm going to wait about a day before I ask for the refund. I think it's probably a 10-day refund time, if there is one. Again, I don't even know. I'm going to have to go and check. But yeah, a little bit disappointed. I really was looking forward to fooling around with it and maybe doing a few octavers. I've got probably half of them left to do. And I was hoping to be able to load up some cartridges in Boss Jock Studio and do some mixes in the car around lunchtime or so when I'm at work. Or just as I arrive, I could do a quick octaver just before going in or just before leaving at 4:30 in the afternoon. But I guess that's not the case. So I'll go back to using my H4. And doing it that way, and then mixing it once I get home. That's it. I don't really have anything much more to add. It's going to be a busy Tuesday morning for me. I've got several errands to run and stuff to do around the house. I got some report writing to do. And I also want, speaking of reports, I'm planning on writing a report to the bus company that buses the kids to my daughter's school. Now, my daughter walks to school, but there are a flotilla of buses that arrive at the school. And of the four, two of them turn down this one street that is very narrow because all the parents that are dropping off their kids with their cars all park on this one street because it's the street closest to the school. So they line up both sides of the street, and these buses have to come around this corner and then sort of needle their way through these cars. Oftentimes, there's kids walking around, there's kids, you know, getting out of cars, and you can well appreciate that it could be a very dangerous situation. Now, the thing is, these two bus drivers don't need to necessarily turn down that one street. They can turn down the next street, which is literally 20 seconds down the road for them. So they have this one stop sign they reach right after the school. Then they would go down and drive, 60 meters, I think. If that, I'd have to measure it out. And then turn down the next street, which will take them to the same general area where they would go anyway, because one of the buses turns left and goes one way. The other bus actually turns right at the end of this other street that I'm talking about, the narrow one, and then turns an immediate left onto our street and just waits there for 10 or 15 minutes for the next run. So whether they go down that narrow street or whether they go 60 meters down the school's street and take the next street down to meet the secondary street, it doesn't matter. To them, it's completely irrelevant. But I don't think they have even seen the fact that, you know, I think they don't look further than the end of their noses. And they haven't, well, I don't think they realize there's a problem, but there is, because oftentimes in winter, when the streets are laden with snow and there's snow mounds on either side of the street, you can all appreciate the street gets that much more narrow. And then what happens is that when the bus goes to turn, sometimes they can't because there's an oncoming car and it's just a maelstrom. They could avoid all of that in one fell swoop by going 60 meters down the road and turning at the next street, which is virtually empty. That street, there's very few cars parked on the street. And for some reason, it's a bit wider. And when they clear the snow on it, I guess because it's a bit wider, in winter, that street tends to be wider as well. So I think it's a win-win situation. So I'm going to write up a report with pictures, with scenarios, with a little map, and present it to either the school principal or send it directly to the transportation company and stating, look, I'm just a concerned parent. This is by no means any reflection on the drivers. They're excellent drivers, I'm sure. It's just that to avoid any possible problems in the future and to aid the drivers, because that way they don't have to worry and contend with all this traffic, just go 60 meters down the road. That's all. That's all I'm asking. They're not going to use a lot more gas doing this, nor a lot more time. I think, in fact, it will save them time because they just turn. They don't have to worry about kids being in the way, cars being in the way, parents walking, or parents trying to maneuver their cars. So that's what I'm going to do. I don't know. My objective is to do it by the end of this week. So only being Tuesday, I think I should be able to pull it off. Okay, having said that, I'm just trying to think if there was anything else at the moment. I don't think so. I think that about covers it. Boss jock disappointment. Bus driver disappointment. Well, not disappointment, but school bus dilemma. No, dilemma? Cacophony? No. I don't even know. What word would you use? Anyway, perhaps that's another Octaver theme. Anyway, so that's it. I hope you're all doing well today. I know the UK has had some pretty bad storms from what I hear. Well, England did. I don't know. London. I don't know about the rest of the UK, but I'm hoping you're having great weather. It is very cold here this morning. Well, relatively cold. It's minus -2, but still pretty darn chilly. And with only Halloween, with only a few days away, and it looks like it's going to rain. It doesn't look like a very promising trick-or-treating for the kids. But we'll see what transpires there. And that's it. I've got a few other things and projects going on the go. And maybe I'll audio-boo about them in the coming days. But for now, I wish you all a great day. Thanks for listening. And, you know, Mac, this goes out to you. Even if you don't thank people at the end of your boos, that's fine. Because, yes, it's nice that they're listening, but I think the fact that you're doing an audio boo and putting yourself out there is a way of thanking the listeners. So it's an implied thank you, maybe not a literal one, but it's an implied thank you whenever you do an audio boo. Because, again, we're all wearing our hearts on our sleeves to some degree. Okay. Thanks all. Catch you later.